Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Randy Batson, a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the Cahill Campus of the University of the West Indies. On this date, May 5th, 1955, the public transport system in Barbados was the subject of a decidedly unflattering review by the Barbados Advocate. The piece pointed out that the public had made a range of complaints over time about what the paper described as an unsatisfactory system. According to the paper, much of the complaints were directed at the bus service, which at that time was run by private concessionaires. Apparently, however, there were insufficient numbers of buses to service the thousands of commuters, especially at peak hours. This led to commuters defying the efforts of conductors to control persons entering already full buses and causing overloading, which was in breach of the law. The newspaper said that the owners of these buses reported that the profits from the venture were too small to allow for an expansion in the service they provided. The bus service was further challenged by competition from pirate taxis and pickups, which did not have limits on their passenger carrying capacity, did not require conductors, and their drivers did not have the same level of regulations with regards to dress. The editorial recognized the unpopularity of fare increases, but suggested that that was the solution to the woes of the bus service. The newspaper also pointed out the less than ideal situation where lorries were being used as public conveyance, as they were not suited for that function and were therefore especially dangerous. Taxi services too were seen as necessitating improvements as well. The paper said that fares in particular needed greater regulation and suggested the introduction of a scale, as was the case in larger countries. The editorial suggested that this could work in Barbados despite the fact that meters were not used in the island. The driver could provide a customer with a cost for a journey, and the customer could verify the distance actually traveled by checking the mileometer. The Advocate spoke about what it perceived as a considerable influence exerted by the sector over government, which seemed to allow a certain level of permissiveness out of an unwillingness by government to offend taxi drivers. As an example, it referred to a situation where drivers were allowed to move from parking near to Hastings Rocks to Balmoral Gap, but caused a disturbance of residents of that neighborhood through the slamming of the vehicle's doors and loud conversation at late hours. On this date, May 5th, 1955, the editorial called for urgent remedial action on these issues by transport authorities for the benefit of locals and visitors alike, and to remove the grounds for the numerous complaints coming from a dissatisfied public.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.